1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. And I want you to begin listening all next week for your chance to win tickets to see me do a special live broadcast at the Museum of Television and Radio on Thursday, November the 2nd. Now, here's how you win tickets. Your key to win will be a daily password. I'm going to announce each day's password and a fax number for you to enter and win. So when you hear me announce the day's password, you fax in your name, your home telephone number, and the special password. And then winners will be randomly selected each day beginning next week. So listen all next week for your chance to see my show live. Now, remember, all you're winning are tickets to the show. So if you're listening to us like in Philly or in Green Bay, you're going to have to find your way out here. I'm sorry, I can't. It's just, there ain't no budget for plane tickets, but you'll get tickets in to see the show. So that begins next week. Listen for the password, and then we'll give you the password, and you have to fax in your name, your home phone number, and that word, and then we'll throw you into a big bunch of other names, and then we'll draw winners each day for tickets to see the show. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. We're also going to be commenting today on another presidential debate, which is going to be happening this evening around 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern, between Vice President Gore and Governor Bush. However, this hour, we want to deal with something that's kind of interesting. And we have a Korean War veteran. So we have a veteran and a former elementary school teacher on our newsmaker line, Lloyd Bonifay of Alhambra, California, to talk about this. A principal in Adrian, Missouri, allegedly ordered fourth grade children to strip to their underwear during a search for a missing war medal, and parents are upset. The American Civil Liberties Union also sent a letter to school officials alleging that the pupils' civil rights have been violated. Now, a medal was brought to school for show and tell, and then it went missing. And after it disappeared, the principal allegedly had the boys file into a restroom one at a time, and they were told to strip to their underwear in front of Henriksen, who is the principal of the school. His name is Wallace Henriksen, and a male coach. And the girls were patted down by a female teacher. After the medal was found, the teacher apologized, the principal apologized, and bought the kids soft drinks, but the parents are upset, and they are going after this guy and the school district by way of the ACLU. Kind of a magic set of letters there, Lloyd, right?
Yeah, Phil, every time I hear ACLU, I will tell you, sir, that I feel our country is weakened just a little bit.
Now, you're a veteran and a former teacher?
Phil, right now I'm retired from a heating and plumbing business, but in the 1950s, following my return from Korea, I was an elementary school teacher. And when I hear ACLU, I hear really the weakening of our country.
This was a principal that had these kids stripped down to their underwear because he was looking for something.
Well, you failed to give us all the information, Phil.
What have I not said?
Well, Phil, first of all, you failed to tell us that that was a public school. And that,
as opposed to private?
As opposed to a private school.
And the difference? Because we are talking about children here.
Well, you know, there is a little bit of a difference between public school children and private school children. How do I know? I taught in the public school system for 3 years. So I think I know a little bit about what I'm talking about. Most of these kids, Phil...
Well, what's the difference? Public school kid, private school kid, they had to strip...
Hold on. Most of these public school kids come from disadvantaged homes. You know, many of them are from homes where there's no father. And here is the weakness of our society, the home where there's no father in it. And they may prove to be acting out. And
why strip these kids down?
Mr. Henry, if I could just... You've got overcrowded schools, kids that could be dishonest, teachers living in fear. I taught these public school kids. You don't know what horror awaits around every corner. You don't know. Then the public schools... I'm a Korean War veteran. And I will tell you this, sir.
Hold on. I want to ask you, why have them stripped down?
Sir, I want to finish my point. I'm a Korean War veteran, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I'm entitled to a little bit of respect.
Yes, sir.
And I will tell you now that there was no horror, no hell on living earth that I faced in Korea that prepared me for what I would encounter teaching public school in America.
And you're exaggerating.
No, sir, I'm not. Violence, deviant sex. These kids have to be collected in a central area where they can be inspected should there be evidence of a crime, and that's all, as a teacher, that man was doing.
And all right, we're talking with Lloyd Bonifay.
And sir, I wanted to...
Hold on, I want to just tell people we're talking with Lloyd Bonifay, a former elementary school teacher and a Korean War veteran, and we're talking about a school principal in Missouri who, when he thought the kids in a class had stolen something, stripped them to their underwear so that a male teacher and a female teacher could inspect them. The parents think the kids' right to privacy was violated. They've hired the ACLU. You say there's a difference between this, that these are public school kids, right?
That is correct.
All right, let's say this happened in a private school. Let's say a private school headmaster had all the kids stripped down after somebody was, you know, was suspected of stealing.
But sir, that's not going to happen in a private school. I'll tell you what.
You can't say that, okay?
First of all, my grandson attends a private school out here in the San Gabriel Valley. And private schools are a cut above. I can't explain why. But they are just from better homes.
And, the private school kids.
Yes, sir. I can't explain it, Mr. Henry, but you don't have to deal with this kind of thing in a private school. The kids come from a little bit better home. I'll give you an example. There are metal detectors on public campuses. Isn't that correct?
Some public campuses have metal detectors, yeah.
You don't see those in private schools, sir.
Yeah.
You don't see those in private schools, sir. So that's it. My grandson goes to a private school.
But you can't say that private school kids will not steal or will not be...
Well, sir, my grandson goes to a private school. I would be careful, sir, how you phrase this.
Why? I'm just saying that there are private school kids who will steal.
Sir, please be careful how you phrase this. Because you are accusing my grandson of thievery and theft.
And I'm not accusing your grandson of everything. I'm saying the kids in a private school, you know, you have some, I believe, questions about propriety of stripping a kid, okay? If nothing else, you can't tell a kid to take his clothes off, even if you think that he's stolen something, because there is a question of propriety as a teacher. Would you agree with that?
You know something, Phil? Look, a public school child is a particular underclass that needs to be stripped. It is preventative with the public school child. I don't like to do it. I wouldn't want any teacher to do it. But I'll tell you what, I wish I had that weapon when I was a young teacher, because the public school kid needs to be stripped and inspected. And I'll go you one better. We've got a lot of teachers accused of molestation or this kind of nonsense, when all he's trying to do is find out if something a kid's hiding in his underwear or the brief area. And I will tell you what, I don't care what parents would say. If I suspected a kid of having stolen something, I'd stick my hand right into the crotch of his underwear and look around for it.
Then you would be arrested.
I would love to meet the cop who'd arrest me. As a teacher, I have that right. And again, you're dealing with a particular underclass of individuals.
You do not speak very highly of public school kids. And you are saying the private school kid...
I think all kids are great, but I'm saying the public school child needs to be put into a central cleansing area and inspected because of his roots and origins in the poor neighborhoods of a metropolis. They need to be put into the central inspection area, hosed down, and double-checked. And
even if it means going into their underwear?
Yes, sir. And I would say, as a Korean War veteran, I fought for the rights of our teachers not to be afraid of a kid in underwear or any other thing.
And I would... All right, hold on for a minute here. Lloyd Bonifay, who is a Korean War veteran, our number 1-800-449-8686, he's a former school teacher, commenting on a Missouri public school that had students, boys and girls, stripped down to their underwear because they suspected the students of having stolen something. The ACLU And the parents involved with those kids believe it was a violation of the right to privacy, a violation against their right against unreasonable searches at school. They think that this is a constitutional issue. But you're hearing a teacher who at least was in a public school system saying public school kids are a particular underclass that need to be stripped and patted down every so often. His kid's in a grandson, was it, Mike? He's got a grandson in the private school system. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Don't be taking that Jolly Rancher, man. Those watermelon Jolly Ranchers are the bomb, and I was sucking on one and then pulled it out of my mouth and laid it on a piece of dirty paper there. But you know what? I'll risk the typhoid because it is delicious. And look at that. Craig Taylor just picked it up and put it in his mouth. Oh, God. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Those delicious? Go out and get some more, Melissa. Go get more now. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Please. Lloyd Bonifay is a public school. Well, you were a former public school teacher, correct, sir?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Where did you teach?
I beg your pardon?
Whereabouts?
Out in the San Gabriel Valley in Alhambra.
And you taught public school, and you say that public school kids, these public school kids, particularly in Missouri, needed to be stripped down because they're not as trustworthy?
Look, you've got working mothers, and you've got latchkey kids. And a lot of these are latchkey kids. So they sit at home with no parental supervision other than the radio or the computerized video game, and they think their father is one of the Mario brothers or what have you. And so you need to have some supervision, and unfortunately, because there's so many kids, you've got to put them into an area where you can strip them down.
And you made a comment about public school kids need to be stripped more often.
Yes, sir. Because
why?
Because of these kids will steal, they will steal the underwear right out of the crack of your rear end, and they won't think twice about it. And because of that, I believe they should be regularly stripped and hosed.
And all right. Well, I think it sounds so medieval. Here is Virginia on the Phil Henry Show. Virginia, hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
You know, it may sound medieval, but it's very contemporary.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to respond to what Mr. War Veteran had to say there.
And I think I'm a Korean War veteran, sir.
Yeah, but I think what you said was totally so wrong that it's ridiculous. You know, I went to a private school, and it was just as much stealing, corrupt things, and other.
Well, I don't believe you. No private school has that kind of nonsense because you get thrown out.
What private school did you go to, sir? What private school did you go to?
Went to Walsingham Academy.
And there were kids like mugging each other and raping teachers and this sort of thing?
Well, there was. No, I'm not saying it was that bad, but it was stealing. I had things stolen from me. I knew kids that used to steal from the mother that used to sell candy at the store, steal pencils. They're being kids.
No, I mean on-campus stealing. You don't know about the off-campus, but you've got to strip them down. Were you stripped?
You can't strip kids down and do that.
Well,
and
my question
is, somebody to strip you down and do that?
Sir, I'm a Korean War veteran. Anybody wants to try to strip me down takes their life in their hands.
Well,
we don't have to get macho. We're talking about kids here.
Well, let me ask the gentleman. When you were in the private school district, were you stripped and searched?
No, I wasn't.
You were never. Well, that might have been something that would keep the stealing down.
We had children that brought in show and tell stuff, and it came up missing. But no one stripped us down and searched our underwear and that sort of thing.
Yeah, sir, I can tell you, if someone had taken a peek in some of that underwear, you might have found a lot of the stolen items.
That's my point exactly, because it's a private school just like a public school. It's not a school thing. It's a thing that happens with kids.
Look, and a 12-year-old boy can hide two or three pens or pencils, and I've seen this happen, where you can put pens and pencils in your butt cheeks. Seriously. And
yeah, I believe you.
I have seen kids take rulers and books and slide them in between the cheeks of their behind. And it,
okay, you know what?
Well, I'm trying to illustrate, Mr. Henry.
I understand. But this gentleman in Virginia made the point that the stealing goes on in private schools as well.
Well, if someone had stripped these kids down, done a complete brief check, and yes, if they'd had them bend over, and just all you got to do is look between the crack of a man's rear end, and I'll tell you, you can find whole worlds in there.
Well, you can't do that in public schools, and you can't do it in private schools, and it is unconstitutional.
Yeah, the ACLU has got a real case with these parents. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Do you understand?
Well, look, when you say UCLA, you are really destroying America.
You mean
ACLU. Yeah. Of course, when you say UCLA, you're not doing them any favors either. But when you say ACLU,
you're destroying America?
You're hurting America, yes, sir.
All right. Richmond on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I have a number of issues with
Phil,
what
I wanted
said.
To say, I taught First, school for 3 years.
I know you taught public school. The other guy was talking about private school. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. I come from, we're in Richmond, Virginia, and we've got very good public and private schools. To stereotype the fact that all public school children need to be switched and searched is a stereotypical. Let me finish.
We've got governors and politicians
who put their children in public schools. And to say that they come from a lower socioeconomical status is ridiculous.
Only the Democrats put their kids in a public school, and they do that, and they put them out in the suburban one.
And that's not true.
Well, ma'am, I will tell you, I was in Korea for 3 years, and the hell on earth that I saw there doesn't compare to an average public school in this country.
There are public schools in this country that aren't good.
Sex,
but to stereotypically say
murder,
that
rape,
all children...
kidnapping, all of it on a public school level. And unless you strip these kids down, and you know what you do, ma'am? You take a small flashlight, you put it between your teeth, and you go ahead and you spread the rear end cheeks of some kid, and you're going
to
find...
You know what? You have got such a narrow mind...
And to stereotypically say
that all children in public schools. Now, if the situation warrants it, and if parents are involved,
right.
and it was, then that's fine.
Yeah, and this whole thing about putting a flashlight in your teeth.
You're gonna find whole continents of. You'll find treasures up there. And
that sounds a little deviant to me. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh yeah. Ma'am, I taught. What do you mean? Oh yeah. I taught school.
All right. I want to hear from a student. We have a 17-year-old. In Salem on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I go to a public high school in Salem, and I have a younger brother who's going to a private middle school here.
Okay, this is perfect.
I'm disgusted with what you're saying because there's I've noticed no difference in the kids at the public schools. There's just as bad kids.
Are they white? What's the racial makeup?
Does that matter?
Unfortunately, yes, it does because
they're primarily white.
Well, white kids can get into...
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
The white kids... I'm saying if you just need to strip them down, but I would strip down white kids only a couple times a year. I'd strip the black kids monthly.
Oh,
good
you also
Lord.
Made a comment about there's poorer kids, which are the bad kids in public schools.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're bad kids. Maybe they can't afford the private schools.
How many strip downs do you go through in a year?
I've thankfully never gone through a strip town, and I don't think it'd be necessary. We have no problem with violence in our school whatsoever.
When I see a group of students walking home after school, I can't keep my eyes off of their rear ends because I wonder what they brought home in their ass. Excuse my language.
Well, something had to have happened to you to make you this paranoid because this is a really arrogant view.
I'll tell you why, ma'am, because I've seen murder and rape in our public schools, kidnapping, espionage.
All right, hold on. 1-800, hold the line, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, espionage. What did you do? Hold on. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd, are you there?
Yes, sir. There's a kid who lives two doors down. He goes to the high school here.
Well, what are you doing?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. We have had some vandalism in our yard, and I'm pretty sure it's this kid. Go ahead and take him off. I am going to do a strip on him. I can tell you.
You got a kid in your house right now?
Mr. Henry, we've had some vandalism.
Can you call the police?
I will call the police, but I want to make sure that I'm not in any trouble. I want to make sure I got the right kid. Just take your pants.
You know, this sounds really bad, man. You know?
What?
It sounds really bad. You got a kid in your house taking his pants off, okay?
I understand that. But I am missing some stuff from my garage.
All right, let me go back to the lady who was in Salem. Hold on for just a minute. Lady in Salem, go ahead.
Well, I just want to say one last thing.
I've
never once been scared going to school. I've never woken up and had a fear of going to school at my public school ever, and I would trust almost everyone there. I've never had fear of anything being stolen from me or anything like that.
All right, how many times have you undergone any kind of cavity search?
There's never been a need for it.
Well, look, so the lady goes to a high school.
I'm there right now. I think I have a better opinion of this than you do.
Mr. Henry, I am a former school teacher. I could ask the lady.
You're a former school teacher, but you're not there right now. I'm in school right now, and I'm telling you I've never, ever once been woken up scared going to school.
You are sitting here on national radio, and you're telling us you are not hiding anything in your butt. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm telling you that.
All right, hold on. Let's see.
Do you have a kid there?
I got the young man here right now.
I don't know that this is legal, whatever he's doing.
Let's see it. I don't give a damn. Yeah, there it is.
What?
There's some gardening shears.
All right. You should call the police instead of having a kid. Did he go into the...
I'll call the police now. But what do you think of that, ma'am?
I don't actually believe that you even just did anything. How are we supposed to know that you even just did anything?
I found gardening shears.
Well, I personally don't believe it.
Well, you know something? I don't believe that you're not hiding anything in the crack area. So there you go.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. Ashland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, you must have a professional act on. Nobody can be that stupid.
Are you an actor or something, Mr. Bonafide?
Mr. Henry, I taught school for 3 years in the San Gabriel Valley, and I'm a Korean War veteran, and I resent any implication that I'm a liar. Now, if you've seen what I've seen in the public school system, the murder and horror, you'd understand what I'm talking about. You think it's funny?
Yeah.
You're not a combat veteran.
I think you're funny.
Well, you know what? You could go ahead and be stupid. I'm not the one that's stupid.
I know a lot of combat veterans, but they don't brag about it.
All right, thanks for your call. Here is Pasadena on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I wanted to comment.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to comment on Mr. Lloyd's comment about the public school and the private school students being different.
Yes, ma'am.
I went to both public and private school.
Did you go to public school?
I just said I went to both public and private school myself.
And so you also went to private?
Yes,
that's
I
what
did.
She
and
just
I
got
really
done saying.
I really do not see a difference in the kids. I mean, you're saying that the public school kids are more undisciplined versus the private school kids, but that's not true. I see the exact same thing that is happening in the public school system than in the private school system. And for you to say that, you know, all the kids that go to public school are, you know, fatherless
have
and
you
that's
had a strip? Have you had have you
No,
been
I've never had that. And
you've
you know
never
what?
Been stripped.
No, well, I've never been
no.
stripped.
Well,
no,
how do you take a shower? How do you take a shower?
No, I'm talking about
all right, but you're talking about somebody stripping in school.
That's what you're referring to.
No, that's not what I said. I said, have you ever stripped?
No, not in front of anybody, and nobody has ever done that to me. Ever.
So you shower with your clothes on.
What are you trying to ask her?
See, now you're just going out of what the content of
we're talking about stripped in school.
Exactly.
No, I just want to see if she's telling the truth. Do you see how she lies?
How am I lying? You're telling me have I stripped?
I asked you if you've ever stripped.
In what content have I stripped in front of anybody?
In what continent have you stripped? I assume the North American continent.
Well, no, you're saying that have I stripped in the school system? You know,
yes,
somebody
have you stripped? Have you stripped in the school system?
No, of course not.
All right, so you never took gym class. You never took gym class.
No, sorry.
All right, you never had to get into a uniform for basketball? You never had to get into a gym uniform?
No, I was already dressed wearing my gym clothes.
Okay, so during high school, let me get this straight. When you were in high school, you would take gym class and come back to class sweaty and filthy.
If I didn't have time to dress, yes, I would.
Did you ever undress to get into your gym clothes?
No, because my gym class was at the end of the period.
At the end of what period?
At
the end
gym
of your
class,
period.
I had to go home.
So you went to gym class when you were having your period?
No.
Do you see how
you're just being ignorant.
You're being stupid, okay?
Exactly.
No. When you were in public school, what was the largest thing?
You're just going out of the subject.
No,
I'm
ma'am.
I am trying to find out.
You're
talking about the fact that you're comparing public school.
When you were in public
school,
what was the largest thing that you could fit into your rear end? Now, here's where you get them, Mr. Henry. Because these kids steal things, they slide it up the crack of their rear end, and then.
You're being redundant by saying that you were a WARP veteran and that you were a teacher. You know what? I'm really glad you're not a teacher anymore.
What did you fit in your rear end?
I am really offended by these questions you're asking this lady, okay?
Exactly.
Then how do I know you didn't steal anything?
Because I don't need to prove anything to you. I'm just really glad that you're not teaching anymore to influence, you know, the kind of negative.
Well, ma'am, I'm simply saying that I caught you in a lie. You said you never stripped for gym class.
You caught me in a lie. Well, I caught you just being ignorant and just
being stupid.
You are ignorant because you're.
How am I ignorant?
You're going out of the context of what we're talking about.
I'm your elder. Don't you respect your elders?
I'm sorry. I would give you respect, but I can't even respect you because you don't even respect me. You're asking me all these, you know, in questions that are not even, you know, appropriate for the topic that you're discussing.
No, I'm talking about thievery in high school, and I asked you an appropriate question. What's the largest thing you ever fit in your butt?
Okay, we've heard that question, and the lady is not going to answer it. I'm directing you not to answer that question, ma'am.
No, and I don't.
Okay.
I demand that you answer the question.
No, she will not answer it.
I don't have to answer the question. The thing is that you're just being ignorant, and I'm really glad that you're not teaching.
You know, Mr. Henry, I will hang this phone up unless she tells me what's the biggest thing she ever put.
I'm not going to.
Go ahead. That's fine.
You know what?
Right.
You're not even.
We want you to hang up. Go ahead, hang up.
That's causing the fall.
Right.
I'm going to hang up.
Go ahead and hang up. We don't care.
I'll give you to the count of five, and then I'll hang
up. I'll count for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, I said I was going to count.
Oh, you're still there.
No,
I thought you were going to hang up.
I was going to count, not you.
Well, go ahead, count.
I will tell you that kids in public schools have competitions to see who. If you were
supposedly a teacher, then you go ahead and count to five. Your 5 seconds has been up.
I will tell you that as a teacher in a public school system, kids used to have competitions to see who could put the most, quote, loot, end of quote, in their cracks.
Well, I don't know what public school system you taught.
In the San Gabriel Valley.
I thought you were going to hang up in 5 seconds.
Yeah, you were going to hang up in 5 seconds.
No, I changed my mind.
You know, like what they said.
You changed your mind.
Your 3 minutes is up. Well, your 5 seconds is up.
Yeah, your 15 minutes of fame is up. Anyway, thank you, ma'am, for your call. I will allow you to take one more phone call, but I'm thoroughly disgusted with questions you're asking our young female questions.
All I want to know is how much stuff they could stick up there.
I got that, and I don't want you asking it again. Tahunga on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Tahunga, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
This is one sick individual. I've never heard such a diatribe on sickness in my life.
I've taught public school, and I'm trying to keep our public schools safe.
Mister, you're involved in voyeurism and touching and everything else.
You know something? I'll tell you a little secret. When it comes to safety in our schools and to keep teachers from being raped and murdered, yeah, you bet. I'll stick my hand down a kid's underwear.
Listen.
You know, I'd rather have that happen than have a teacher murdered in cold blood in the parking lot.
Listen, you're a product of what school system?
I come from the East Coast originally.
Okay.
Go to the United States Navy.
I'm a product of the Pasadena school system. Graduate 1942. I took MacArthur back to the Philippine Islands. And I'm telling you, mister,
you're
sick.
I know one kid who got away with stealing an entire desk by using the cheeks of his rear end.
Oh, would you please get off of that?
I will tell you, sir, that I defended.
Well, this guy was in the, he fought with MacArthur in World War II. Your Korean War enterprise is wonderful, but this man's also a war veteran.
I will tell you, I know of a girl who shoved books up there. Whole books.
That's so sick. And I
yes,
am
sick.
Always
yes,
at odds, or mostly at odds, with the ACLU.
Yes,
but by
sir.
God, if they're pushing you, you deserve it. The ACLU should have a flag raised.
Are you saying, as a war veteran, you support the ACLU? Holy Jesus.
In this instance against you, you sick person?
Hey.
Yes.
Okay, so you want to see kids put whole sets of encyclopedias right up their rear ends and
what
walk
are you? Why are you so obsessed with that?
Yeah, there is an obsession going on here. And
who's speaking right now?
The host of the show.
Why don't you keep your mouth shut? Because I'm talking to this guy. It's between him and me now.
No, it's not between you and me.
Let me ask you a question. Were you in the Bataan Death March?
No, I enlisted when I was 17 in 1943.
I went through
Saipan, Guam, Tinian, Leyte, and finally we were torpedoed at wherever it was, Lingayen Gulf. But that is beside the point.
That's
all past history. And your wonderful Korean veteranism is a pain in the back.
In the butt, you were going to say.
No,
I care. The only pain in the butt
that.
Is the one the kids got from carrot encyclopedias up there.
What?
And
are you crazy?
Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm not. But I'll tell you one thing that won't happen in our high schools. Espionage, wire fraud.
Espionage?
Yes, sir.
Would you get real?
You were in the Pasadena school system in the 1940s.
You betcha.
You know how many fifth columnists and quizlings were in the Pasadena school
system?
No,
but I took one of my best friends out to Santa Anita and locked him up because he happened to be a Japanese-American.
What a nice guy you are.
No,
what
not
a
at all.
Crap.
I'm strictly an American.
Yeah, take a Japanese guy out there and lock him up.
No, a Japanese-American.
Would you know that there's a young lady in the Alhambra School District that smuggled a Japanese guy in the crack of her rear...
Okay, that's it. The guy's out of his freaking mind.
Nonsense. What kind of dialogue is that?
I don't know. He's nuts.
This is the first time I ever heard your program because my TV is off.
Sorry.
My God.
I apologize.
No,
I feel like I have to. I feel on some level I should because you're a fine gentleman. You fought for our country, and here's a guy.
So what? That's all.
Well, that's true.
History.
I know.
Now,
I just want to give you. Yeah, that's true.
These kids. Hey, it all starts with a dress code.
I don't know what's happened to me. My old pa took sick to the bed last Tuesday, and
mothers and fathers let their kids go to school looking like hobos and bums.
We're trying to get our backyard in shape, you know.
I tell you,
my wife's not well.
My wife just flew on Canadian Airlines.
Oh, really?
And they have a dress code to go aboard a Canadian airliner.
I was in Catalina last weekend.
That's beautiful.
It's a great thing. Catalina?
I don't know what it was. She went
to
Montreal.
I thought she went to Montreal.
No.
Is that Catalina? I don't know.
No. Canadian Airlines. She
flies
went to Montreal.
Where does that fly to?
Montreal.
Oh, just to Montreal. Okay.
Well, no. But she had to have a certain dress code to go aboard Canadian Airlines.
I just fought my way off of hold.
I thought I put this guy on hold.
Well, I fought my way off.
Fought your way off?
I'll tell you, I had to do... You know what? While I was on hold, I found a slide rule in my ass.
Okay, that's...
Oh, well, good God.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry you have to put up with that.
I know it, and they make me do it, and I don't know what... Thank you very much for your call, sir, and God bless. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show, and it...
I just did it!
You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, and tonight they're going to have a debate between Gore and Bush, and These are just funny. It doesn't make any difference whether a guy blows it occasionally when he's saying things, especially when you're speaking in public. People like to pick on Bush because he misstates or he misuses syntax and grammar, I think is more to the point. But it's funny to hear some of this stuff. And when you speak for a living, like, for instance, me, I can't imagine how many times in the course of a three-hour show I butcher the English language left and right. And it's just, you're going to do it. But it's funny because they printed all this out on whatever the website Mike Cruz's, what was this, pinkteens.com or something. They've got all of Bush's statements on there. ABC News. Okay, I knew I had to do either one of those. I knew it was either Kinky Older Ladies or ABC. It's ABC News? All right. October 10th, George W. Bush says Al Gore's tax plan would, quote, require numerous IRA agents. End of quote. What's wrong with that statement?
IRS.
That's right. What's the IRA? IRA is the Irish Republican Army. Now, I think that's a great idea. I think the IRA collecting taxes, we wouldn't have no taxes owed in this country if we had them doing that. All right, September 28th, in a speech attacking Gore's economic plan, Bush meant to challenge the vice president to pledge he would not raise taxes on Social Security as Bush has already done. Instead, Bush fell victim to a double negative. While I have ruled out no new Social Security taxes, my opponent hasn't. Then on the 26th, at a town hall-style event in Redwood City, California, Bush was asked by an audience member if he would have an even-handed policy when dealing with the Middle East. Bush reassured the potential voter, I will have a foreign-handed policy. September 25th, asked about the environment, Bush noted if you own land, you would be the one, quote, making sure that land is pristine and functionable, end quote. Functionable, guys, is not a word. Later in the day, campaigning in the Pacific Northwest, he inadvertently granted statehood to Washington, D.C. He said, the people who care more about that land are the hardworking farmers and ranchers of your part of the state of Washington, D.C. Farmers and ranchers. All right, September 14th, campaigning at a drugstore, Bush was asked by a voter if perhaps he had a dyslexia issue, as had been speculated in Vanity Fair magazine by writer Gail Sheehy. Bush replied, the woman who wrote that I had dyslexia, I never interviewed her. On September the 12th, fending off questions from reporters on a Republican attack ad that was criticized for possibly containing hidden messages, Bush said no fewer than four times that there was no subliminal messages in the ad. I think we all heard that one, the subliminal thing. Then we move on to April, trying to praise a teacher. This is last April. Trying to praise a teacher, Bush said, what essay is when you see excellence to herald excellence? Wow, I don't get that. Later, discussing the promise of volunteerism, Bush profoundly noted the benefits of helping somebody is beneficial. In March, talking about the need to improve the military, Bush vowed that as president he would, quote, use our technology to enhance uncertainty abroad, end of quote. Speaking to a crowd filled with people involved in agriculture, Bush declared, quote, I understand agriculture. I have a vision. We ought to be the country feeding faces all across the world, end of quote. What's wrong with that? Makes total sense to me. Also this month, Bush said, quote, I'm going to be a president who hails success as well as failure. And then he said in February, if you're sick and tired of the politics of cynicism, polls, and principles, come join this campaign. Bush urged South Carolinians. Speaking about the need to improve relations with Latin America, Bush said it's going to require a president who understands it's our strategic interest to have a peaceful and economically vile hemisphere. Then he said that Gore was a pile of red-hot...